Welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela, Angela Potariel. Yes, yes, yes. I have T, and I'm calling it T because I'm not going to approach this letter like if you've ever watched any of my shows or came across any of, you know, the videos that are on my timeline. I present my information a certain type of way. If you're used to that, this is not that today, because sometimes you just got to tell people how it is, exactly how it is, and you can't sugarcoat it. So this is one of those times that you got to call it out for what it is. But I hope you guys are having an amazing day. So let's just get into this letter. Y'all tell me what you think, okay? So again, if you're used to my delivery and how I approach letters and my response to those letters, you're not going to see that today, because I didn't feel the need to be like a source of encouragement or to empower our good sister that wrote in. No, ma'am, that is not what we're going to do, but I'm going to let you be the judge. Okay, so let's just get into it. So again, welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potariel. And so the caption is, he's doing it to her. Mm-hmm. He's doing it to her, but not what you're thinking. Okay, so let me pull this up, and I want you guys to be the judge of this. I have a few words, but we'll see. So our good sis wrote in and said the following. She says, I was with my ex for 6 years. Okay, that's a good stretch, right? Okay. Throughout those 6 years, it was nonstop gaslighting, cheating, and manipulation, followed by physical and verbal abuse. And unfortunately, I had a child with him. I guess it happens. Everything came to an end after he called the police on me for protecting myself against him, which got me arrested. Okay, you put your hands on people, that's what you get. The trial was long and exhausting, but I proved my innocence. My issue now is, wait for it, she's still with him. Why? I'm trying to protect another woman from making the same exact mistakes I made and save her from the abuse. Everything's out there. She knows he's an abuser and a horrible person that lied on my name. He's isolating her from her family and has gotten her to burn bridges as he did with me. I told her how he isolated me and how that was the first stage of a life of misery with him. He currently is charged with multiple counts of assault concerning me as well. And still, she hates my guts and thinks I'm a liar and I'm a jealous woman. She won't leave him. I've told myself I'd fight for any woman so they wouldn't end up like me. This includes her, but I feel like this fight is pointless. What should I do? Okay, so if you're just now tuning in, a good sister wrote in, she was with an abusive ex, and she told the story of how for 6 years, the things that she went through, gaslighting, cheating, manipulation, verbal and physical abuse. Now that is a horror story all on its own, right? And she says she got arrested for protecting herself against him. She went to court. She won the case, cleared her name, and now she's having an issue with her ex's now girlfriend. She's trying to figure out, why is this new woman still with him? I've told her this, I've told her that, I've told her the things that he done to me, now he's doing to her, this is how it started. And this woman, she still hates my guts and thinks that I'm a liar and a jealous woman. She won't leave him. That's what our good sis wrote in. So sis, I appreciate you writing in, but you wrote, so I must tell. You are not doing the noble thing. You are not staying in your lane. You're very bothered. You are not doing the noble thing. Why do you find it appropriate to meddle in somebody else's relationship? I wouldn't trust you either. It's unfortunate that you went through what you went through, right? I don't condone physical abuse, verbal abuse, any type of abuse. But you're asking for more trouble. You are asking for more trouble. You are asking for attention from a guy that you said gaslit you, cheated on you, manipulated you physically and verbally abused you, and you had a child with this guy, and this guy called the police on you, got you locked up, had to go through a whole trial. He treated you so bad that you had to get physical with him in order to protect yourself, and you suffered at the hands of the justice system temporarily until you were able to go to court and clear your name. And now here you are meddling in this man's new relationship. And you wonder why the new woman won't trust you. And you are so, it seems like you're obsessed as to why she won't leave him. I'm bothered that you're bothered by what he's doing. Why is what he's doing with his new woman any of your business? You should be thanking God that you got out of that situation. You should be thanking God that you no longer have to deal with your ex in a romantic capacity. You should be thanking God that he's her headache now. But no, that's not what you're doing. What you're doing is, okay, what you're doing is trying to get that woman to side with you. And you ain't gonna be happy unless you've been successful in dismantling his current relationship. You jealous. She's right. You're jealous. You are jealous when you shouldn't be. And it's okay if you're jealous. I mean, I feel like people go through that. You can still have some type of residual feelings for a previous relationship and may not have unpacked everything. You know, you still, you know, you got a child with this man. You've been with this man for 6 years. And maybe it may not be so easy to disconnect all the way emotional, but I'm siding with his current woman. You're jealous. And let me tell you something. The picture that you've painted of your ex is horrible. Along with thanking God that you're no longer in that situation, you should be thanking God that you were right, that he is showing up as his authentic self, even in his new relationship. That's what you should be looking at. Like, okay, so he treated me this way. And now that he's with another woman in a whole entire new relationship, he's exhibiting the same toxic behavior and abusive traits that he conducted in the relationship with me. So this is who this man really is. But no, that's not what you're doing. You want misery loves company. You want this woman to leave this man, not only so you can feel good about yourself, so you can feel like you stuck it to him and you saved another woman from his abuse. You want this woman to leave this man in an effort to make him miserable, and misery loves company. I don't think your actions are noble. You say he's isolated her from her family and has gotten her to burn bridges as he did with me. I've told her how he isolated me and how that was the first stage of a life of misery with him. Why do you feel that you needed to share that with her? Why was that her business? Why are you trying to burden his new woman with the problems that you and him had in your relationship? That's none of her business. Why were you trying to involve her? And why are you trying to recruit her in your campaign to destroy him? Why? You're asking for trouble. And I question your motives. I do. I question your motives. I don't trust your motives. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. Let me tell you something. I've never had that type of ex, but let me tell you, if I would have had the type of man in my past that you've described, that beat my behind, isolated me from my family, got me to burn bridges, gaslit me, cheating on me. Y'all know how I feel about cheating. He done cheated on me on top of all of this other stuff. There is no way in the world. I don't give a shit what this man does and who he does it with. Not my business, not my problem, not my monkey, not my circus, but not you. You're asking for more trouble, ma'am. Mind the business that pays you. You know, I just can't. I'm stuck on this, guys. Guys, I'm stuck on this. With this picture, right? The police have been involved in your relationship with this guy. You say you were protecting yourself against him. There was an actual trial involved. You guys went to trial. You went to trial, right? You say he lied on your name. I fail to see if the picture that you've painted of him is really the truth. Because I'd be running from a man like that. Outside of the fact that I would have to co-parent with this man, I wouldn't be concerned about nothing that he's doing. You're going to get your little behind in some more trouble if you don't leave this man alone and stay the hell out of his business. You are being a busybody. I think that you are hurt. I think that on some level you're miserable. You may be a little jealous. But there is some part of you that take a little bit of joy in knowing that what he's doing to her, he did to you, so that you would have a conversation piece with the new woman. So you feel like you got something to talk about with her. You feel like this is something that you guys can trauma bond over, but that woman ain't having it. That woman ain't having it. She ain't trying. She is not trying to listen to you. And I think on a greater scale, I don't think there's any like woman, little girls, maybe high schoolers, maybe. But a grown-ass woman that is in a full-blown relationship with a grown-ass man is not going to be sitting around swapping stories about her current man with his ex. Where they do that at? In your head. That's not how us real women work. My problems with my man is my problems with my man. And if by some chance I find out that what he's doing to me, these are things that he has a history of doing. Believe me, any reasonable woman with a sound mind will take the steps to take notice and then take action and decides what she wants to do from there. It's not left up to you. You better keep your nose out that man's business before you find yourself back in handcuffs and back in court. And you are looking like you're jealous and a little bit miserable. Honey, you won. Can I tell you that? If that's the encouragement that I want to leave you with, you won. You know, I saw something on Facebook like the other day, and don't judge me. I know y'all judging me. I know y'all are judging me because I'm still on Facebook. Yes, I'm on Facebook, and I'm going to stay on Facebook until it come back in season. When Facebook come back in style, y'all ain't going to be laughing at me. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Y'all ain't going to be laughing at me no more. But yeah, on Facebook, I saw sometimes it goes something like this. Sometimes it's not the woman that lost the man is the woman that really won. You won. Girl, if no other person told you today, you won. You got away. The woman that got away is the real MVP. Girl, you did it. So why are you looking back? Stop. Can I tell you something? Stop. Today is your day to make a conscious decision to live your life moving forward and not meddle in this man's business. Because if you keep it up, you're going to find that you're going to be in a bad situation. And this man is, okay, guys, I'm sorry. Y'all know sometimes I'm slow. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. She says, wait a minute. I was with my ex for 6 years. Throughout those 6 years, it was nonstop gaslighting, cheating, and manipulation, followed by physical and verbal abuse. And unfortunately, I had a child with him. Everything came to an end after he called the police on me for protecting myself against him. Okay, wait a minute, sis. You got to make this make sense. For 6 years, he was beating your behind, and you never called the police. So there's no record, there's no legal documentation of the allegations that you're spewing about your ex. But there is something on record when you assaulted him. Why is that? Because if a man was beating my ass for 6 years, there should be some record of me defending myself. Why was your first line of defense to put your hands on him versus getting law enforcement involved? Because you say he's physically abusing you. But you said the moment that you decided to protect yourself against him, he called the law on you. He called the police on you. Something in the milk's not clean. You know what Judge Judy always says? I used to love Judge Judy. Judge Judy would always say, if it don't make sense, it ain't the truth. If it don't make sense, it's not the truth. I don't believe you. I don't believe for 1 minute that for 6 years this man beat your behind and you never called the police on him in an effort to stay safe, get an order of protection, or any of that. And the one time you decided to put your hands on him, he calls the police on you. It don't make sense to me. I could be wrong. You know, I'm not no guru. I'm no psychologist. There's no alphabets behind my name. Don't judge me. I'm still okay up here. There's no alphabets behind my name. But what I do know, again, if it don't make sense, it ain't the truth. I just failed to see. None of that makes sense. So either he hasn't done all of the things that you accused him of doing, or you left a lot of things out in an effort to make yourself look good for the letter, or he's a little bit smarter. And don't you think for 1 minute that if you keep this up, this man was smart enough to get the cops involved the day that you put your hands on him. Regardless as to how it came about, he said, I'm gonna call the law. He got the police involved and y'all done went to trial. Don't think that if you don't stop meddling in his business and bothering his woman, that he won't get an order of protection against you, restraining order. And then you really gonna look crazy in these streets. And you say the two of you have a child, girl, you better stop before you lose custody of that child so he won't have to deal with you at all. Stop. Whatever pain you're experiencing, deal with it. Go to therapy, baby. You know, get you a good support group, support system. Deal with it that way. But leave that man's woman alone. That's her struggle. That's for her to find out. You've already said too much. You've already done enough. If the things that you've already told her is not enough, baby, you can sleep good at night knowing at least I tried. But anything you do outside of today and your last efforts to enlighten her, it's borderline harassment and it's making you look bad. Now, this is me telling you woman to woman. You can do with it as you want or not. I don't care. I'm just saying, sometimes you got to take that L. If you perceive it to be an L, I think you're winning. You know, for the fact that you're not with this man no more. But, you know, take the L and go on and cry about it. And, baby, go. Love is out there. You can't tell by the internet. Girl, real love is out there. Don't let the internet discourage you. Real love is out there. There are men out there wanting them a woman that's ready for a relationship. There's a lot of women out there ready for a good man because they've been in a set of circumstances like yours. Girl, love is out there. Love is available. Just let go of that mess so you can see it because you can't see anything right now. You're too. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Much love. I appreciate that love. I'm sending that love right back to you. Thank you. You can't focus on getting your life together and your love life because you're focused on him and trying to save somebody. Girl, save yourself. You are in no position to help nobody or save nobody. Save yourself first. Once you take your eyes off your ex, I promise you, you'll be able to see the opportunities that may be before you. Treat you a whole lot better. Girl, you better get ready for some good loving. You gotta unpack everything that's happened to you and position yourself. Girl, you better set yourself up to be loved by the girl. Let your next one be your best one. You're focused on the wrong thing. I'm just saying. You focused on the wrong thing. If I were you, I'd be like, you know what? She's right. Maybe I've done too much, but I don't have to do anymore. Now, let me just get myself situated for a man who's going to, you know, lay hands on me. Lay them hands on you. Not in an abusive way, but on a let me anoint you type of way. Yeah, girl. All right. Get a few dishes under your belt that you know you can, you know, entice him with when the time comes. You know, a few little gourmet dishes or whatever. Couple of little, you know, outfits to, you know, razzle dazzle him with on the first few days. You got a lot more you could be thinking about preparing yourself to receive some good old-fashioned authentic love. and stop worrying about that man who you say was no good to you. That's it, guys. I talk myself thirsty. I'm just as dehydrated in the throat as ever. But listen, I hope this encourages someone who may be in a similar situation like our good sis. It happens. Sometimes you don't know how to let go. It happens, child. Sometimes you don't know how to let go because that toxic love is all you know. You got a history. And you're looking at the history versus the set of events that went on inside of that relationship. Don't let that be you. Like it was bad. It's bad. Left a bad taste in my mouth. I wish it hadn't happened. But you know what? I'm ready for the real thing now. You better get ready for the real thing. Shit, girl. My name is Angela Patariel. And don't forget, you can find my televised talk show. Like it comes on TV. On Spectrum Cable, channel 21 if you're in the Carolinas. AT&T U-verse, channel 99. And Intel Satellite TV for the ministry aspect of my relationship talk show. So, listen, it's on my profile page if you're interested. My show, through the grace of God, I'm not tooting my own horn, but toot, beep, beep. I'm on television. My talk show comes on Spectrum and AT&T U-verse every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you don't want to remember any of that, just go to my Roku channel. I got a Roku channel. The Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel has all of my talk shows and good old-fashioned feel-good nostalgic entertainment on the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. If you have a Roku device, feel free to support. Go ahead and add it on, and I got a lot of good stuff in my video on-demand section and all of that good stuff. It has been my ultimate pleasure talking with you guys. Yes, I'm a nuts. I'm a nuts. And I enjoy being as carefree as I am and talking about relationships. And if you follow me, listen, let me tell you this. Hold on. Let me tell you this. If you follow me, I will follow you back. Believe that. But I am so anal and I pay attention to numbers because I am a corporate treasury analyst. So numbers are my thing. When I look at my profile and I see that my numbers have decreased or increased, especially if there's a decrease, I literally am so anal. I will go through that list to see who unfollowed me, and I will unfollow your ass right back. You do me, I do you. Let's leave it at that. You do me, I'ma do you. You follow me, I follow you. I do. You unfollow me, I unfollow you. It's just that simple. No love lost, but I want you guys to have an amazing day. The next talk show airs this coming Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Access 21 live stream. That's the television station's website. I will be live from the station, like on location. I have to be there. On Thursday, I'll be live on location. So if you want to check me out, I'll be there like at 1:30, I believe. 1:30, I'm supposed to be there. So I'll be live from the station on Thursday. But yeah, so you guys check out my talk show this coming Friday night, again at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys are the best. Beautiful people, go out and have an amazing day. And if nobody loves you, just remember, Jesus does. And I do too. You guys have a good one. Toodles.